Paul, from your perspective tonight, the biggest difference from the first 40 minutes to the third period where things got rolling for your hockey club was what?
All three periods are different. Clearly, we're not going to be bragging about that first. The second one, there were some really important things in there, and we gave up the goal, but the penalty kill. We have 3 minutes where you don't get a guy out of a box and to lose an important penalty killer that to hold water in that second and then to just be really, really good in the third.
Ben Sherratt gets you to within one and then gets the equalizer there. Just a thought on his game tonight.
Yeah, you know what? That would be the microcosm of our team game. He had a tough one on the first one, but stayed into the game mentally and got stronger as it went and was a real big difference maker for us in the end.
It was out of necessity, but what role do you think the line shakeup made in the third for your group, Paul?
Well, we knew pretty clear that we were going to run three into the third real hard. Hadn't had a whole lot going the way we'd like to go, so I think it woke a few guys up maybe or inspired a few guys, but it was good.
A thought on the Tanev's major there?
Yeah, you know what? Rusty skates fast, hits hard, and he's a really clean player and just caught him in a bad spot. I don't think I don't think there's any blood. There may not be that call, but I don't think they have much of a choice on that hit then.
Blake says team might be battling with a little bit. Well, he said that you guys are battling and perhaps with a little bit with the expectations that have been placed on this team. Do you agree?
I will defer to my captain on that.
In overtime, your leadership group certainly stepped up with a big first shift, and then on the goal, as soon as the faceoff was lost, Mark Scheifele stepped up. Was he an important person in changing the turnaround of the game?
I thought Mark's last game as well, and right through tonight's game, he got hard at tough times and battled and won really, really big face-offs and worked hard to get open on the first tying goal and battled really hard. Like I thought he showed another side to his game, his intensity there. Even the toe drag shot that he ripped that started an offensive zone, like that's his game, right? Like when I say that, he's not going to do that every night, but that's his drive. I thought he was right on tonight.
Does he put a bit of that pressure on himself to carry the team on his back when things haven't started so hot in a game?
All the leaders do, right? They take it very personally. They want to drive. They want to make something happen. I thought we settled into the right rhythm in the third with the right idea of, hey, I fire out our game so many times here and try to come up with something new for you. But we were simple enough in the third to give ourselves a chance to win.
Paul, lots been said about Brian Little. He's been under the microscope a lot. I mean, what does it say about him that you had him out there in that extra attacker situation he came through for you?
Well, I think he's had or should have had three game winners here coming into this, and that's why he's been out there. He's just competing, but he's feeling it right now. He's good on his stick and getting to the right places. So I've liked his game, and that's why he was out there.
How big a challenge is it? I mean, obviously, you know, you'd like to get your fourth line out there more. Was that more of an effort penalty by Rossovic, or are you?
I don't.
Really, they were trying to make something happen. Yeah, how did you view that?
It was a bad call, but it's still in the back of our net, and we're not arguing calls. Like if you put them all up and down, you can say there's a bunch they missed on both sides, and you don't like it. So, no, what happened there is he takes the penalty, goes to 3-1, we lose Tanev, and I didn't think that they were going that well. I didn't think we were good enough in the first two periods that we had seen our game yet. So I just said and told them after two, keep your shift short because we're running three lines. And I gave them a couple of shifts on the wing there. But Perreault was so hard and in on those pucks, I didn't want to rotate him out for a shift. You know what? Right now, if on our team, you got to be prepared to sit for a while, come off the bench and be good. Stay out of the box.
You talk a lot about your bench being a precursor, you know, what's happening there being a precursor to what's happening on the ice. Was tonight a good example? And if so, what did it look like? What did it sound like?
It got right in the third, right? We want to play well here, and we knew we hadn't. Right? And sometimes I think we carry that a little too heavy. But it got right in the third. Going out for the third, it was right. And we play best with courage, and I don't want to say a little bit of risk, because that had nothing to do with the first two periods, so it wasn't a lack of risk. But nobody is fast when you're trying to process four things. If you have four things you're trying to accomplish every shift, nobody moves. We were very focused, singularly focused in the third period about what we were supposed to do, and all of a sudden we look fast.